Blog Talk Radio.
Number 30134 at Santa Fe Continental College in the Mace. I am Deion Dirt, a.k.a. Peace, and welcome to the JD Shade Room. Happy New Year, everybody. Y'all think so dead.
Did you share the blog called Radio on me?
I think I did.
No, you didn't.
I didn't. Well, you know what? You know, people tune in from wherever they are. So I just want to start with, like, I want to say my cast. I miss you guys for like, you know, them 3 weeks. I haven't seen them for like last year.
I live with you.
It was last year.
No,
it wasn't. You be glad I can't
smack your back in
the head right now. I didn't see y'all
2 weeks
ago. Yes, you did. Nick was
here 2 weeks ago. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's right.
That joke would never get. But no, I want to start. What was your New Year's resolution? Devin?
Why you got to start with me? Because you went up.
I'll start.
Go ahead, Portia.
Mine is to not go off on so many people this year. Okay. It's not like I'm going to stop going off. You know, I got to slowly.
Well, you
I give you a week.
I already went off on somebody.
Exactly.
See, I ain't giving that low. Dennis? If you don't stop filming me, go. Well, New Year's resolution, what was it?
Yeah. Talk, Devin.
No, you don't care.
My New Year's resolution is something. Stop being so angry.
But same.
Mm-hmm. See, she was late, though. She was late.
I give them both.
I don't got no mail money.
How about you, Zakiya? What was your New Year's resolution?
To lose weight and get rid of them sandals.
I like my sandals.
New Year, new sandals.
What are
you
doing?
You say never
what are you doing? Sandals since Jesus invented them.
How you doing, Sinead?
Don't worry.
What was your New Year's resolution?
Girl,
yeah.
Not
Slim
Jims,
man.
That's a cheat day. Everyone gets
I need some more cookies, girl.
And she really is eating healthy. Girl.
She
really
hasn't baked anything lately. But yeah. She has made a bomb behind a cup of coffee. So
thank
I appreciate
you. Thank you so much. I got a coffee bar for Christmas.
James, what was your New Year's resolution?
My New Year's resolution?
It's to be a creep.
It's to be recorded, so please be on.
Hey, what's up, Steven?
I don't know if I can be
what's
honest.
Up, Steven?
Because my New Year's resolution was to try not to throw as much shade, but I started throwing even more shade.
Well, I gave that up 2 years ago when the word shade got reinvented. How about you, Ariel?
Nothing.
Right up, baby. Lord, you see this before you start.
For real.
That's what I did.
Same.
You know what really got on my nerves? Like, New Year, new me.
Why you still
that's the same word.
New Year, new me.
You don't look like the same old person,
though.
That's the problem.
Exactly. Devin, what was your New Year's resolution?
To be just a little bit. Like, hold on. Yeah. You are a new you. Just a little bit. Because if not, then the evil queen for once upon a time will come out in my life again, and then I'm going to start ripping people's hearts out and shit. But, man,
what are
you
going to
talk about?
Huh?
They look at me like,
oh, they
got
the lesson. I did. My New Year's resolution was to go on a diet, and then
you failed that the day of.
I know, right? And I see the thing, I was like, oh my God, that's like a little, it was like a little chocolate cookie dough egg rolls. Like, Dion, you're on a diet.
Cookie dough egg rolls.
Yeah,
that sounds good. Though.
Yeah,
I know
what you
mean. And it was like this, though. I was like, Dion, you are on a diet. And Dion was like, you have 364 days left and then you have yourself a cheat day. And I was like,
you have a cheat day every day of the week?
Then I was looking
but
at
my
tweets like,
is that not how you do it?
But
I don't know.
But my
no,
cheat day
is
going for
like one every 3 days.
Well, one day of, I don't know.
But listen, no, listen,
yeah,
my,
yeah. Well, you can have it every day.
My cheat day is going from a cheat day to a cheat week to a cheat month to a cheat. What is that one I'm talking about again?
You know?
But I am. Yeah, exactly. It was to be better than I was last year. See,
I'm a
standard.
No, don't lie. You looked at it and you was like, look, I got to have it because, you know, I ain't had no sweets since last year. And that was a midnight to midnight.
I
had donuts.
Oh, you right. I did have donuts. See, I didn't forget that one. All right, y'all. So, also, one thing. Happy Friday.
I got you.
What did
you say?
I got your name.
Something about once upon a time, you know, we had a once upon a time person. So.
True.
It's been long.
Oh, yes, y'all. And one last thing. Happy Friday the
13th.
Oh, yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
Hey, listen.
We listening. You ain't saying nothing.
All right, you didn't say anything.
You Let's not start. This is a brand new year. We are going to do this professionally. Okay, so now we got to take a best friend. Now, Chris Brown versus Soulja Boy.
Team Soulja Boy.
Portia, you are fired. Take your papers and
leave.
I've
been fired.
Office.
I don't know how
I'm
going to
take
your
papers and leave the office.
One actually shoot people. The other one beat up on women.
There is a well. Soulja Boy, I'm sorry. He's all talk.
And
let's be
honest.
You from the hood. He couldn't be lying. Because you know, Rick Ross said he was from the hood. Find out he was corrections officer. Come on, that office chief. Show me them.
But
he
still,
yeah,
hood.
He did.
But he was a correction officer. He was literally Ross saying,
but
I'm the type of kid.
But
he
was a
correction
officer.
But he grew up
in the hood, and he became a correction officer to help the kids not
be in the
hood. Yeah, so you know.
I don't know that narrative.
Are we talking about Robin Hood?
He's still from the
hood. Yeah. Robin Hood.
Get the hell
out. No, we're talking about.
Yeah. Robin would probably be Rob the Hood.
I'm
Robin
from
the Hood. Oh, how about Robin from the Hood?
Oh,
how
long
is this?
Hold on.
Robin from the Hood.
Chris
is still
undefeated.
He won it though. He knocked out Reggie first.
Hold on, what you're not going to do is
bring
up right now.
Oh, wait, come on now. Yeah, come on now. Bring it back in.
Chris still undefeated.
Let me go ahead and put it like this.
Hold on.
Come on.
Let's talk about that hair he took with that bottle to the forehead.
Ooh. Doing a live chat.
Listen, though. I said one of them to back out before March. I'm sorry. I said one of them to back out before March.
Nick said about the key.
Well, bye.
Oh, yes. Well, thank you so much.
Get off Rick Ross.
I'll have my own Rick Ross. That's nasty.
You, Deion, shut up.
Oh, I mean, a lot of people want to be on Rick Ross.
Because of that money. Ooh, let's just
say. I ain't
there. Ross on the wedding on
the
air.
There
you go.
Yeah, we're on like 17 weeks now.
Oh, let's go ahead. Let's change the subject really quick. My money is on Chris Brown. I'm sorry.
Soulja Boy. I'm sorry.
You know what? We're going to deal with this. I got two pennies on Chris Brown.
I got a quarter.
Oh,
Soulja Boy. I'm going up there.
You are big.
Any somebody that got a switch to turn their swag on is obviously going to win a fight. Let's say it like that. Because even in Soulja Boy lyrics, he said, hop up out of my bed and turn my swag on. So apparently, this
dude can't wait that she asked for the
burger. He's swag on.
He
swag on somebody.
You know that song.
Oh, really?
You don't know that song?
Yeah.
It really is. All right, so the Golden Globes this past weekend, and Meryl Streep called out somebody, but she did not say his name, but we all know our president-to-be got his feelings.
Congratulations to Donald Glover and the cast of Moonlight.
Congratulations to Moonlight for winning the Golden for Best Motion Picture.
Congratulations to
the Oompa Loompas in the background.
What? Huh? What the fuck?
Yeah. Soulja Boy is so irrelevant.
Ooh.
Who said that?
Tyler Harris.
Thank you, Tyler. Much love.
Forget you, Tyler.
Congratulations to Ben's Hank Hill.
Hey, hold on, bro.
Wait.
Y'all, we have a
let's keep this as perfect as we can. Don't.
It's his license photo.
Anyway, I'm about to fire some people in a minute. So apparently our president got in his feelings and he was taking
what
the Twitter.
You mean our elect? He ain't president yet.
Or in a couple of days he will be.
Ain't no one performing at this.
Oh no, Snoop Dogg said if anybody performs, he's gonna roast them for the rest of their life.
Well, who wanted to be roasted by Snoop Dogg?
How are you gonna
roast
somebody? Kanye West, get ready. I think R. Kelly, get ready.
I just want to know how he gonna clown somebody when he went from being a dog to a lion, which is bad. Back to being a dog again.
Apparently,
he got money.
Right? Okay.
Apparently,
there you go. West Coast swag. There's a difference.
So Cha-ching. All right, really quick, we'll throw this out here really quickly. SwampsCon is this weekend at UL.
Yay!
So if you are
anybody,
you
can
come and see my SwampsCon, say hi to some of us, and I'm vibrating.
The phone vibrating.
Phrasing. Shanae, love you. Shanae, love you.
You
vibrating. If you did not know by now, this show
is
unscripted. If anything, I didn't need to see
it. It's lit.
It happened. Oh, we are really vibrating. I don't know about you. David,
Harpo, who that?
I don't know. Musical phone. All right. Anyway, so yeah.
We are going to be at SwampCon this weekend. I do have a show. It's called Havoc in the Swamp Comedy. It's going to be on Sunday night. It is 18 and up. So if you do want to attend, make sure you do have an ID to prove that you are 18 and up. Back to the end.
Turn
up.
So
what happened? Hold on. The live stream didn't catch none of that.
You turn up the live stream?
No, I was trying to figure out why.
They heard them. We moving on. They heard him. All right. Anyway, so Barack Obama had his farewell speech the other night, and America was left in
Sophia.
Not all of America.
Okay, you can move.
Most of America was
left. Most of America was left in
Of course, if you don't get the hell out.
So I want to ask you, so like, how do y'all feel that Obama is? He literally like
Obama not gone. Don't lie.
Okay, the first. Okay. The first stage of this is called the Nazi. You got step two.
Technically, he's not supposed to leave since we're technically in wartime right now. So, Obama, what the hell?
Who are we at war with?
China, Russia.
Russia, our best friend, man.
We are technically at wartime.
Yeah.
And with
North Korea.
Well, you know what?
South Korea, I don't know politics.
President Obama will be missed. And on CNN.
Don't forget about Joe Biden and Michelle.
That's the right.
And the doggies.
Oh, did y'all see that meme when Donald Trump said the next 8 years will be the best eight, and then Joe Biden got up, undid his scarves, and Barack was like, sit down, it's okay. Mm-hmm. Joe was like, nah, fam.
NBC is doing a little special on Barack Obama called Barack Monday Rally. Hope comes on tonight at 10 p.m. on NBC. So if you get that channel and tune in.
If you don't, you're cold.
Or live stream it.
Yeah, that too.
Or you saving money and you don't pay for no attention behind cable.
NBC is local.
It's local.
All right, so you know what, y'all? We are going to jump from trending news topics. We're going to go into, like, you know, the stuff.
JBL said sorry. He couldn't make the show.
Why you gotta say it like this? We live on the radio.
Because you told me to monitor the damn comments.
I didn't say every comment.
Well,
not every comment.
Well, sucker.
Well, not every comment. Why you close my computer? You know, you just so unprofessional. But let's go ahead and talk about this really quickly. You know, messing my mind. Beat your mind. Okay, so new movies that are coming out this week. Are you going to see them? Yeah, the Bye Bye Man.
Yeah, horrible.
Don't think it, don't say it. It stars Doug Jones, Douglas, and Carrie Ann Martin. Faye Dunaway, it comes out.
I'm sorry, but this is kind of like a new age ripoff of the Candyman.
It's kind of like all horror movies so it's all ripoffs of everything.
It really is. Because you know what? I'm in the horror genre. If there's anything real, I think everything like has been done.
Hold on, I gotta say this though. Some of the most original series when it comes to horror has to be the Resident Evil series.
Movies
are
gay.
What
is
movies
Resident
are
Evil right
wait,
now?
Wait, Resident
Played
Evil?
Out.
Movies
right.
are gay.
It's more action
thing. It's starting movies. As a horror now.
Well, not game series.
I wouldn't say it's a horror. It's a thriller.
Yeah. Exactly. The movies are more action science fiction than horror. The first film was Tricks of Our Horror. Second film, kind of. The rest of them, that's action, adventure, thriller.
Action
game. So
action adventure game.
When we talk about Resident Evil more, They have a big year this year, apparently. Games, movies, new tie-ins. We're going to talk about here all of the shows. We can listen to that show.
Bye Bye Man will be trash.
Who said that?
JBL.
Okay, then.
JBL knows all about trash because he is.
Nick said it looks interesting.
JBL, I like you, so I'm not even going.
But you know what they say is don't think it, don't say it.
Bye Bye Man.
I had a nerve to push Jay for a second when I said that.
Do it.
The Bye Bye Man took over. Let me
I'm
back that live. I today pay
I'm like, don't
pay
for that.
Okay, so
the
next film that has come out is called Sleepless, an action thriller starring Mr. Jamie Foxx, as we said, whose secret life is exposed. And it puts his family in danger. It also stars Gabrielle Union, T.I., and Drew Sidora.
Okay,
so that was it. You
guys want to check
that out? The only reason why I watch that movie is for Drew.
I watched Gabrielle, Andrew,
and
I might watch that.
And some other people. We gonna talk
if I
want to
see
right
Jamie
now.
Foxx, I will just rewatch Any Given Sunday. I'm just being honest.
Or Ray.
Alright, okay, so a little film to take the kids to go see this weekend is Monster Truck. The title explains that all aliens taking over Big Behind
Truck. As far as cars?
No.
It's a lot of
Mario 3 does have basically
and it stars Lucas Till, so are you Lucas Till fans?
Monster truck is literal word, basically. The truck
is a truck with a monster.
Like the hat, what was that? Monster house.
That was in the comics. The biggest question is, which movie do y'all think is going to dominate the box office this weekend? Like, which one?
Rogue One
came out last
year.
Rogue One came out last year.
It don't matter. What's going to call it beat it? So.
Oh, no. Oh, yes. I forgot. Let me do that really quickly. R.I.P. to the celebrity 2016, just
and Mariah Carey.
No, we ain't doing this today.
We have to be honest. R.I.P. to my girl Ronda Rousey.
Oh, Ronda, she ain't seen it coming.
No, she ain't seen it coming. She ain't seen it coming. She ain't seen it coming.
Two more movies that are coming out next week. We'll talk about It's the Lid, the brand new film by what's his name, M. Night Shyamalan, starring James McAvoy of X-Men.
He will make a good movie when he's not
in it. Exactly. Yes, and Triple X, the return of David Cage. I'm gonna beat y'all in a minute. That's what he's gonna do.
Oh.
Nick Sarah Rip Mariah
Carey.
Right. Hey, Rolado. Shout out to Ronda Rousey. We do love you, though.
No, we don't.
I do.
Sorry, Mariah.
Ronda is a beautiful woman.
We love Mariah.
Yeah, boxing lesbian Brazilian.
Like
she's
too sedentary to perform at the whatever. Ooh. Ooh.
It don't matter her career gone. Did you not see it?
The whistle tones gone, man.
The whistle tones became yelling tones.
But you know what, though? I said her career to
career got amazing.
I think Alicia Keys' career is kind of done.
But listen, y'all,
her career is like Tanya career.
But have you heard her new song?
It's a little bit of a roller coaster right now.
I heard. Ever since she took that Swiss Beats from his wife,
it takes two to tangle.
Until she does it right by that
car,
she would never have had no
idea.
Yeah, it is but she knew he was married.
But Swiss was like, okay.
And he knew he was married.
He was like, showtime. Don't get on that. All right.
Okay, so there is one story I really want to go on today, and that was the brand urban myth comedy film.
Did
Gabrielle Union.
Tyler Harris said, talk about Split or Triple X.
We can talk about Split. We can talk about Split really quick.
What the fuck is a
Split?
Oh,
Split
is when that dude got 25 personalities.
Yeah, that's Split.
Oh, yeah, that horror. Oh, when he got the people, James McAvoy and whatnot.
James McAvoy. Oh, that shit look crazy.
It looked like one of my aunties.
It might be really good.
My name is Jay. My name is Charles. My name is
Dylan. That says
a lot about you.
My name is with a Glock. Try me if you want to.
Hey, there's a reason why I don't go home for holidays.
I didn't catch that.
I'm sorry.
Like, okay, honestly, I think Split will be his resurrection film. I think it's gonna the game.
Maybe.
Back into the phone.
Well, him and the other 24 people in his head. Yeah.
That's the character, not in my shop.
Oh,
Triple
okay.
X, though, Ice Cube.
Yes, he is probably his role.
I'm my girl, Nina.
So, y'all, please go see that film because I would love to see a fourth film with both Ice Cube and Ben Diesel, two of the best actors in the game right now.
Hey, Chuck, watching y'all.
Hey, Chuck. So, you know what, really quick, let's go and talk about Urban Myths really quickly. Joseph Fiennes, he's better known for his role as Shakespeare in Shakespeare in Love and American Horror Story, joining a little comedy film, short film, where he plays Michael Jackson.
I seen that picture this morning. I was like, what is this?
I know.
It was like Voldemort.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm
sorry.
Thank you so much. But Legion comes out next and we're in the stars. Is an adaption of Legion. Professor Rex is crazy behind someone with multiple personalities.
Oh,
strange.
Mariah,
maybe not the one who plays because
man.
It's playing a role now with multiple personalities. And Rex and his son's gonna be in a movie, not a movie, TV show.
End up like
with multiple personalities. That's all kind of fun. All right, now let's get the TV show really quick. Shout out. We're not gonna talk about it because we don't have that much time. We're gonna shout out. Blackish tackled the 2016 election result in an ever focus. We appreciate you watch that anywhere online, Hulu, however you feel. DC TV renewed all of their TV shows, and they even brought back Constantine. There's even room of Black Lightning even joining. Yes, it is true, like. Oh,
you know what?
Scream Queens got renewed? I was scared. I thought it was.
Hold on, I gotta say this.
I thought it was being canceled.
DC TV won't ever do us justice until we get Static Shock. I don't care what nobody says.
Which they need to let me start.
But Black Lightning is black, too.
Yeah,
Black Lightning.
So, really, what I can say right now is that they were talking about having Black Lightning.
Grew up with Static Shock.
Well, I grew up with what? I grew up with a because I'm just that. I grew up with a because I'm just that lit. See what I did there? But Black Lightning is also in talks. A little animated series that came on Cartoon. That was in talks that she joined the CWC. And, like, you know, it's about Blair Underwood.
Yeah.
I think it's that show. I think it's going to be like a very live act that's going to air on Fox. Stick to Marvel, DC along with CW. Stick to that. And Marvel, the Defenders released their first public release photos to promote the show.
Fox need to let.
Okay, here. Let me play the scene right now. Anyway, Fox TV
needs to
hear from Fox News. It's all separate. Just because it's shaped.
What I'm saying is, they need
separate.
To let everything that has to do with superheroes go. Release everything that has a Marvel logo on it. Don't do anything else with Fantastic Four.
But we won't get Deadpool too.
We can still get Deadpool.
No, we cannot get Deadpool, too. They're going to reboot it. Fox, you keep Deadpool as long as you need to keep Deadpool, because I want Deadpool,
release everything else.
Without Leslie Jones, unless she's a co-star. I don't know what's up with her. I want to play all these supporting roles lately. Leslie Jones, you are a talented girl. Get you a star in an actual film where you're the superhero, big. I'm tired of you. Love you, though. Tired of you, though.
Okay. She's listening, though.
I hope
she is. I think Leslie Jones would be great as well.
Bring back Steven Universe.
Steven Universe is back. All right, so
it's
one last
January 30th.
Two last shout outs. We have more shout outs, obviously. But Friday the 13th, the video game, I had to pull this up. That is coming out pretty soon.
It's already out, I think.
No, the video game? I think the demo was out.
Okay. Was
yeah. The video game.
The video game is out.
It is.
Yeah.
Out. Okay, well, apparently my cat's directed me, so.
It might be, I don't know.
Yeah. If the game is out, check it out. If it's not,
Friday the 13th.
It should have been out.
No,
by
it
now.
Wasn't made a lot of my checks.
I know, I was watching that Nash gameplay.
It was funny when I was watching it.
And
one last thing involving video games, the brand new console from Nintendo. It was debuted last night. Thank you. She put me in my place.
I'm hearing mixed things about the Switch. Like, people are saying, switched me off from Nintendo.
But you know what?
Aren't you just for the game? You're slower than for the DS.
All right, hold on really quickly. For all you Power Rangers fans, the film got a PG-13 rating in it. And if you love a Power Angel, the comic book came out recently. You can all get issue number one if you are up to it. And Lemony Snicket. We get it. Lemony Snicket.
She won't say something
personal. She is. I'm going to get her. And Lemony Snicket, the series on Netflix also came out today, so go ahead and check that out. And y'all, anything else y'all want to shout out?
Yeah, I'm about to hurry up. She say something.
I'm going to make my YouTube channel called Simple Scheme.
Turn up.
It's
going to be definitely rated horrible within the next week. Oh, YouTube channel, though, Jake. Ooh. Oh,
YouTube channel down.
Shot fired.
Your life has cracked.
And, oh, yes, if we do not forget to check out Mr. Azazen Dennis Lee. I have a new video up on his page right now, so go ahead and like the link on Facebook. Miss Portia Smith. You know what?
I got to sit on the somebody that.
Oh,
that's okay.
Guys, I just did see so it's reviewing
first.
Yeah.
Yeah, SwampCon.
Check us out at SwampCon this weekend.
Thank you guys so much. We'll see you next week. Bye
bye.
Bye,
Ski.
You know, we're still on live.
Don't
tell
me
about it.
What was Chad saying about me?
LGBTs. He says everybody should have equal, but they should not have extra. They should not be able to redefine marriage. So marriage is an extra right, you dumb motherfucking prick bitch ass symbol.
You tell
them.
You tell them.
I'm sorry,
right.
Yo, baby. I'm
sorry. So, I mean, was that what he meant, our extra?
They should not be allowed to, I'm just like, I didn't know marriage has existed during even before Christian God even came to the picture, so I'm not really.
I think his argument, though, I think
it's the way before.
That is kind of more of a. That's more marriage. Because it used to be more Christian, but it was more of finding a mate for the rest of your life.
It was to identify their children. People who did it had kids, too many kids, and they couldn't figure out who's the dad, who's the mom. So they're like,
I was supposed to have kids.
Well, no. My whole thing was originally when I joined the gay marriage.
Yeah.
Show, so that I didn't
move. You took my money out the car.
I didn't
take
it out
of
the car. Okay.
Domino's guy is Sally
throwing into a musical.
Oh, shit.
Domino's throwing into a
musical.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Have you seen
this?
Have I
seen
this?
What's
your
face?
I've seen this.
Hazard.
Oh, Tiger Paul doing it. Yeah, that's Tiger.
Probably a Jesse account ring. What did you mean?
You like what?
I was kidding. There's no way you would have.
See, Devin can agree right now, right?
If you would have questioned, y'all get the hell out of my show.
Is that for everybody?
What?
I guess. Because they ain't going to feed all of them. I can look right there.
I mean, half of them are right. I got to eat like half of them. I mean, I got to wash my finger.
Hold on. Now, who about to pay them?
I think they paid online.
Yeah,
they didn't pay online, though.
Where the hell they went?
I understand where you come from.
You don't own marriage.
No, I'm saying, I'm going to tell you why some people think this way. Because definition of what you define, what the original word of marriage is a man and a woman. So basically what's happening is that you're going to a complete amendment on a thing that is completely different. It is. I mean, it's marriage. It's two people coming together, you know, do your thing, whatever. But it is different. It's completely different. So people wanted to call it two different things, but the same rights. And that was originally what it was. That was originally the bill was supposed to be. It was something else they were going to call it. It wasn't called marriage or something else. It wasn't civil union. It was something different. They wanted to call it something different because it was kind of a different thing. But then it ended up when Obama approved it, he was just like, oh, I'm just going to call marriage. And then people were like, because originally they had been talking for like 3 years to call it something else, they changed it. Now, that part understood. Now, Ben Carson.
And Kim Burnett.
Pause, before you go there. Let me say this before you go there. What you guys all have to understand is that marriage is actually a ritualistic thing that was the bonding of basically two parties in what's supposed to be is like a life partnership.
Are you joking?
That's the actual definition. By Webster, that's the definition.
Actually, marriage is supposed to be two kingdoms fighting against each other, coming to peace terms by having the two children.
That was the definition in the year 500.
Yeah, okay. That's still the definition. That's what marriage is.
Not quite marriage, but wedding. That's what wedding definitely. Like, the weddings were, it wasn't even like it's supposed to be a joyous occasion. It was like, we're sending your daughter to this village and she was never coming back. We're not visiting the in-laws any ever again. You're never going to know.
That's what it was.
It was almost like, okay, this is my daughter. No more fighting? Okay. That's what it was.
I give my daughter
a
pussy treat.
But then again, now also, you brought Kim Burrell, which is an interesting point. I don't love Kim Burrell and Donald.
Okay, Donald Trump.
What's the boy name? Ben Carson. I'm going to say Dr. Ben Carson. Ben Carson's the smartest, dumbest person I've ever heard in my life. He's like so smart, but so dumb at the same exact time. Kimbrough is also an interesting one because what I look at when I see that one, and this is nothing against anybody, gay, whatever, it doesn't matter, is that I notice people get really upset when you call out one particular thing at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, Kim Burrell could say every day, all day, every day, drink it, you're going to hell, every day of the week.
Hey.
One time, she's coming again. And they're going to burn down church.
Oh, they want to burn. I know they want to burn.
That would send off to the mentor, and the mentor would do more to mentor him.
See, we have it today. It's called being a Catholic priest.
But they're not even sleeping in the same bed with them all the time.
Hold on.
All the time.
We also understand.